The Midland Reporter-Telegram's Joe Basco says he got a call from Walmart spokesman William Wirtz at about 1:30 last Monday afternoon.
You know, it was very sudden. Like, one of the first questions I asked is, so when is this closing? And then he you know, very bluntly goes, tonight. And I was kind of shocked that he said that, because that was, you know, like a five-hour notice.
It appears the around 400 Walmart workers in Midland didn't get much more of a heads up.
People were saying that they were notified at about like 1 o'clock or noon. They only received a 2 months pay or the option to relocate into the Odessa store.
The same was true in Livingston, the other Texas Walmart that's being temporarily shuttered. City attorney Jim Wright.
We received a call from one of the Walmart managers. Said he had someone from the home office with him and they wanted to schedule a meeting that afternoon with city officials. We were excited. We thought it was some major announcement over an expansion or something. They came in and announced that they would be closing the store at 7 o'clock that night, and that was that.
The reason in both Texas stores and the other three across the country, the apparent ongoing plumbing issues.
They said they had 120 service calls for the plumbing within the last year, and it's gotten to the point where they can't ignore it anymore.
I've been to the bathrooms at that Walmart, and I've never personally had a problem with those toilets or, you know, or sinks or whatever, so that was kind of odd for him to say that there's been longstanding issues.
Basco's confusion was not unique.
At this point, we haven't gotten any permits for any plumbing work to be done at Walmart.
Sarah Bustillos is Midland's public information officer.
From our understanding, you know, this would be pretty substantial work, so that is something that would require a permit.
Livingston hasn't received a permit request from Walmart either.
They said that once they figured out what the problem was, they would be back in to request permits.
So is this really about plumbing? A union representing workers at the California store says that store was actually closed because its workers have been outspoken about pay and working conditions. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union is seeking an injunction from the National Labor Relations Board. It wants Walmart to rehire all of the 2,200 affected workers at the five stores. The world's biggest retailer has a history of being tough on union organizing. In June 2014, the Canadian Supreme Court ruled Walmart violated labor laws when it closed a store in Quebec after employees voted to join a union. So could Walmart be trying to quash organizing at these five stores?
No, I haven't heard anything about union activity yet. The Midland store.
Neither had the folks in Livingston. Walmart maintains that the closures, which could last 6 months or longer, are all about plumbing. In a statement to the Midland Reporter-Telegram, the company said, deciding to close a store is not a decision we make lightly, but after careful consideration, we felt it was necessary to make these repairs so we can better serve our customers and the community in the long run. In the meantime, about 800 Walmart employees across the state are figuring out what they'll do next, and the people who rely on the stores are also having to hustle.
There's definitely this diversion of customers that are now filling grocery stores that are already busy.
I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.